more Idaho Matters now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It has been 7 years since the last Deli Days in Boise, where people got together to promote awareness and to celebrate Jewish culture. Well, Deli Days is back with a new name, Idaho's Jewish Festival, and it will take place this year on September 1st. So joining us today to talk more about this is Oliver Thompson, the director of Idaho's Jewish Festival, and singer-songwriter Nani Vazana, who will be headlining at the festival. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you.
Oliver, let me start. Oliver, let me start with you. As I mentioned, it's been 7 years and you're bringing the festival back this year. Where did it go? But also, why did you decide to bring it back? Some of us have missed it.
Yeah. Where did it go? Deli Days continued to grow and prosper over the years, back to its origins in 1986. However, we kind of got too big, and the event got so large, and it required so many of our volunteers to just go the extra mile that we actually kind of collapsed under our own weight a little bit of the weight of its own success, because it kept getting bigger and bigger every year. So 2018, 2019, we were finding our volunteer base a little scarce. And then 2020, it was COVID. And, we kept thinking, well, maybe this is the year we bring it back. Maybe this is the year. And it's taken till now to make that happen.
And Oliver, why decide to change the name?
Yeah. So, well, as you mentioned, the festival's purpose is to promote awareness and appreciation of Jewish culture and traditions in Idaho. And Deli Days seemed to be a little bit of a, one-dimensional association. We have not taken the deli out of Deli Days. There will definitely be deli. But we wanted to acknowledge that we were including so many other aspects of Jewish culture, not just the food, because the music is a big deal, the dancing, the art, the film, et cetera. These are all different facets that we've brought into Deli Days in years gone by in an effort to make it more of a festival concept.
Mm. And Oliver, what is the new, I don't want to say new mission of the festival, but, you know, there is a mission. And is there also a political component to the event this year?
Yeah, so the mission is about promoting awareness and appreciation. And the vision is to be a sustaining source of Jewish educational and enriching experiences throughout, through the presentation of cultural events. And in terms of the political, I would say, no, this is not an Israeli festival. This is not a nationalistic festival. This is not a Zionist festival. This is to celebrate and come together through food and music and dance.
Nani, let me bring you into the conversation. As I mentioned, you're going to be headlining and performing at the festival. And when you're not performing, we should note you are a professor at the London Performing Academy of Music and the Jerusalem Music Academy. But tell us a little bit about what you will be doing at the festival on September 1st.
I'm going to present a program of original Ladino songs that I wrote and composed myself. And Ladino is a dying Jewish language from Sephardic origin. That means the Iberian Peninsula, Spain and Portugal of our days. And it's a language that my grandmother spoke. But it's, as I said, dying out. Like, the people who speak it are above 70 years of age. And I put it a little bit as my mission to try and revive the language through music. So we will play together also from musicians from the Moody Jews, Oliver's band, who is hosting me in the festival. A sort of a melange, basically. So trying to revive an old Jewish culture, but connecting also to millennial messages, because my lyrics are very culturally and, let's say, pertinent in terms of actual matters. Yeah.
So, Nani, part of the festival is also going to be a free seminar on August 29th, and it's titled The Past, Present, and Future of Ladino Culture. And you just mentioned about the language and how it's dying out, but why is it important to really, you know, give people a lesson on this culture as well?
Well, I think it's a very pretty culture. It's one of the most unique cultures in terms of what do they see as holy and what do they see as secular. Like, for instance, they define themselves as Orthodox, but they also believe in magic. So the duality of that tradition is interesting. And we don't get that kind of narrative mostly. And another aspect is that it's a matriarchal culture, and most of the old texts and things that we have today that have survived from olden times, let's say, are very male based. And this is a little bit a lesson in she story. So I hope that through the eyes of our ancestors, we could also connect to female empowerment, the lives that we're living today.
And Oliver, I know you're partnering this year with the Idaho Museum of International Diaspora for seminars, folk dancing, as well as tours of your synagogue. Why was it important to expand the festival this way? And I've got about a minute and a half with you.
So, you know, again, we wanted to really bring people together and showcase the many facets of Jewish culture, not just the food. And so we've got lots of great music, not just Ladino style music, but Jewish American jazz and big band jazz by Jewish composers, etc. We're going to have tours of the synagogue so that people can have an appreciation of the historic building there. And really just showcase and be an outreach to the entire public here in Boise and beyond.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
New from the Embedded Podcast. Female athletes have always needed grit and talent. But for decades, they've also needed a certificate.
There was chit-chat about, is that really a woman?
And even now, they're still being checked and questioned. Their story is the newest series from CBC and NPR's Embedded. It's called Tested. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.